just your overall thoughts going in tonight, Coach, coming off the win on the Devils?
Well, you know, the big thing for us is that the Islanders have played pretty well. I mean, I know they've not been successful the last couple of games, but they've been in all the games, and we got enough of our own situation that we've got to look after. So we're going to have to play hard and defend well, which is really what we're trying to get done here.
Offensively, is that an area of concern for the hockey team?
Well, we're challenged a little bit to score goals, but I mean, so is a lot of teams. I mean, it's a difficult task in the league right now. So for us, I think what you have to do is you have to focus away from that and focus on ways that we need to win games. And for us, playing 60 minutes, playing hard, defending well, we'll eventually manufacture enough offense. So I'm not really that concerned.
Playing in the Western Conference, how much has that helped you? I know you'd like to have your record better, but I mean, the travel and the wear and tear.
Well, the travel, I think, is pretty much very similar. It's whether it's 44,000 kilometers or 42,000 kilometers, you're dealing with the same animal, you know. So in the West, we haven't dealt with it too much right now because we haven't played that many road games, but we're going to deal with going into time zones that change a little bit more drastically than the East. So, you know, I don't think that's much of an issue. You know, the difference in the West and the East is possibly the games that get played. They're very tight checking, very defensive, and it forces us to follow suit. We've been trying to do that anyway, but it forces us to really buckle down because we've been in a lot of one-goal games.
Looks like Montoya tonight, Coach, your decision there, and does the fact that it's his former team play into it?
Well, Montoya's been real good for us. I mean, there's no reason why he doesn't, he can't play these games. So he's, the fact that it's here in the island where he's played for some time is good. And he's played well for us. He's been really good over the last year and a bit that we've had him. He's been really strong, so we have no problems with him playing. So he'll be ready to go.
Claude, you liked the result on Monday. What did you like about your game that you would like to see duplicated tonight?
Well, I just would like us to continue to play the 60 minutes. We'd like a little bit less time spent in our zone, but, that's sometimes easier said than done. If the opponent has some weight, there's some areas we have to get the puck stopped. But I thought, for the most part, I think that we liked the fact that we won. We liked the other part we liked is that we played a pretty solid 60 minutes. There was a lull there in the start of, a little bit in the second period and at the start of the third period that we had to deal with a little bit. But I'd like to see us continue down the 60-minute path.
Both you two teams need points. Do you anticipate, an enhanced sort of intense battle tonight?
Well, they're important every night for everybody, so there are no easy games. I don't care if you're in the East, the West, you're in Japan. It doesn't matter. There are no easy games in the National Hockey League. So we deal with the opponent that we've got in front of us, and that's the New York Islanders. And we expect that it will not be an easy game here again tonight. So we're going to have to be at our best.
Can you talk about the challenge that Buffalo brings to opposing teams?
Well, the one thing with Buff is that he's a pretty dangerous guy. Like, he can really hurt you offensively, and he can hurt the opponents offensively. So you got to be aware where he is on the ice. He's got a shot that gets through. He's good on the power play, so he can make. He's a quick strike attack player that can really do some damage. So the other thing is that, if he can really get the puck stopped in the defensive zone, but the opponent, I think that they'd have to be cautious of where he is on the ice because he can have a real factor offensively in the game.
What's it meant to have a bigger contribution from Ole Jokinen this year, not just offensively, but in his overall game?
Yeah, well, it's always been good for us this year. He's battled hard, and he's pretty much played with that line, but he's made good contributions. He's strong in the faceoff circle. He's reliable defensively. So for us, his game has been elevated this year, and we're happy that it is. And I think one of the reasons is that we've been able to practice a little bit more. Versus last year, we didn't practice that much. We pretty much just played the games. And I think he benefits from getting on the ice almost every day and battling with his teammates. So I think that's enhanced his game. And for us, he's been good. We need a lot of the same. We can put his line out against an opponent's top line and feel real comfortable doing that.